KEXP at 90.3 FM and online around the world at kexp.org. I'm Cheryl Waters. This is the Midday Show and joined in studio by Thurston Moore.
Hi.
It's great to have you here.
Thanks.
Want to introduce your
I'm here with Samara Lebelski, who's playing violin with me. She plays violin on the record that I just put out.
Wonderful. And you all are playing this evening at Numo's?
We are.
Is it just the two of you tonight?
No, we have a whole group. We'd all be here tonight, but a lot of our equipment is en route from San Francisco. Guy's driving it up. But Samara brought her violin with her.
Nice. Yeah, you want to keep that by your side.
Yeah, I brought an acoustic guitar. And I borrowed one from you guys here, so...
Great. Well, it's lovely to have the two of you here, and we'll start off with a couple of songs.
Okay, this is a song off the record. Actually, all these songs are, we'll do like a few songs, and they're all off the record. So, I mean, they're on the record. this one's called Blue Meets Silver, or Silver Meets Blue, or either way. Sort of goes, it can go either way, actually.
Is it the listener's choice, or does it depend on what mood you're in?
It's to your own interpretation. I mean, the title of the record, I think, I mean, the title of the song is like silver, and then it has like the arrow sign, like the, what do you call that sign? Like the what's that sign? You know, the
greater
the,
than sort of thing?
Yeah, the greater than blue. But it's not about hierarchy. It's about a relationship.
As opposed to the parenthetical
yes.
aside.
Yeah. But that in mind, this song is called whatever it's called, and I'll just play it.
Okay. Hold on.
Blue meets silver and silver runs. Blue follows and then it's gone. It's gone. Not for long. White meets dirt and the dirt is fine. The dirt is always in your mind. Your mind. Mind is gone. Pearl meets light and the light gets lost. But that's alright for the holy frost of the day. It's safe to stay. Every time we meet, my friend, all I know is the perfect end tonight, the perfect time. Every time we meet this way, all I know is I must obey your fun and games. Thank you. silver and silver rings. He follows and then it's gone, it's gone. But not for long. What needs dirt and the dirt is fine. The dirt is always in your mind. Is gone.
All right, I was blue made silver. We'll just run right into the next tune, if that's okay with everybody. And it's called The Shape is in a Trance. So we'll try to execute this, tune for you in a live fashion. Here we go. Here we go. All right. Record, eject the lady's master tape. It's not that she won't rewind her desire to take shape. Abandon bass and blow in love to start I dream. Boxes of blood plugged into an awesome sick machine. The shape is in the trap. Fixated on the fire. The shape will take its chance. You think it can go higher? Thank you.
Thurston Moore live on KEXP. The new CD called Trees Outside the Academy.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful, and it's lovely to have you sharing songs from that with us today.
Samara has a new CD out, too.
Oh, well, by all means.
Do you not?
Let's give a little plug for that.
Parallel Sons.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly have not been at a loss for putting out any albums under the Thurston Moore moniker over the last, I don't know, decade or so, but it seems like it's been 12, 13 years since you put out a song-based album, and the other is more experimental and, if I may say, improv. And I may be reading too much into it, but I know that Psychic Hearts came out about the time of the birth of your daughter, Coco.
Yeah.
And it seems like now you're singing a little bit through this album about an age that you were, that she is now. Am I reading a little
bit
too much into it?
She's 13, and she's certainly, she's completely an inspiration for me, you know, on many, many levels. So, yeah, I mean, that's totally true. Yeah, I mean, Kim's pregnancy was also very much an inspiration for me too, but that's just the way it is. But I do a lot of the playing records of like more sort of improvised experimental music. I mean, it's the documentation is more conducive to that in a way because a lot of those records serve to me are more sort of they're about dialogues between musicians, listeners, etc. I mean, you're just sort of it's a different kind of, it's a different aspect, I think, of music making. And I like it because it is this more sort of kind of open, living dialogue as opposed to the composition, which I feel like, it's kind of, it has a sort of established kind of idea to it. You know what I'm saying? But so I never feel like I need to sort of make so many song-based records. I write songs all the time. I usually sort of just bring them into Sonic Youth rehearsals, and we turn them into Sonic Youth songs, which is, totally good and fine.
Well, I noticed that the acoustic guitar has a very prominent role in this album, and if I may be so bold, not as prominent a role Sonic Youth records.
Well, we never really had acoustic guitars lying around. I mean, we probably would have used them. We always used what was at hand. That was kind of the nature of the band. We started out, we didn't have any guitars. We really couldn't afford any. We used to sort of borrow them, or we'd go to thrift stores and we'd get the cheapest ones that you could get. We'd get like $10 guitars, and we'd string them up, and we would write songs on them. That was sort of our model of working. And I mean, that certainly developed and changed as we went through the years. But there was just never, I mean, we would have played acoustic, at least sort of had some acoustic, like in the 80s, and I mean, there was a song on Bad Moon Rising that he used to play acoustic feedback on, that was sort of like a, sort of a central element to this song called Ghost Bitch, but, and that was always sort of, as far as we took it at that point. I mean, it sort of springs up here and there, like, when it's in the room, it's like, somebody will grab it and we'll utilize it, but as far as like more sort of just traditional playing, I mean, I sort of got an acoustic guitar at some point in the 90s, that sort of Kim sort of got me one for as a gift one holiday season, and it was kind of interesting. I mean, I just started writing on it as opposed to the way I was always writing, which was just on electric guitars, and it kind of certainly changed the game a little bit as far as how I was hearing the song develop.
Writing Sonic Youth songs as well as your solo stuff?
And then I would go out and I would actually sort of, I mean, at one point I started playing them live, like, working them out in a live, little places on acoustic guitar, and I was tuning them to the tunings that we were using, which I was a little scared to do because I thought the acoustic guitar was a bit more sort of a fragile instrument, that the tunings would really sort of not comply with the guitar. But I thought it sounded really good, so I just continued to do it. But usually when they go into Sonic Youth songs, I mean, I just transfer it to electric guitar. And I was sort of almost did it on this record. I didn't really have a battle plan too much for this record, except for I wanted to, I just wanted to do a record where it wasn't so much as a democratic group situation, even though this turned out to be somewhat like that in a way. But the songs were written, but Samara and Steve, plays drums, Steve Shelley.
Well, if you're such an experimental nature, you might expect the kitchen sink array of instrumentation on a solo album, but it's a pretty simple album. You have Samara on violin.
Well, I don't really know how to play that. I'm not like a real guitar player. I mean, I play my own way, but I'm not really, I'm not like a I don't know how to play.
I think a few people would beg to differ.
But, I mean, I sort of, I do what I do, but, you know. I mean, Steve and Samara wrote all their own parts, you know. It wasn't like I wrote music for them or notated them. It was all about choosing them because I knew they would write interesting, you know, parts to this music, so.
Well, talking about
it's kind of a crime that they don't get songwriting credit, but that's just the nature of the business.
Samara's looking at you with a, hey, dude, what about that? Well, speaking of your guitar playing, you are an outstanding guitar player, but certainly over the 20-plus years of your career as a songmaker, you have gotten better. And it's interesting to note that you've been touring, doing Daydream Nation at festivals.
Right.
And that must be interesting to be playing an album that's almost 20 years old, and you're such a different guitar player now. How was it to go back to those songs? Some of them are probably still
at
in the
first, it was a little odd, and I had some conflict with it for different reasons. And but as the summer went on, I mean, I really liked it. You know, it was really interesting psychologically for me to sort of put myself in this place of how I was kind of playing at that point, which was certainly cruder, but it was also there was something a little more liberated going on. But you tend to refine your playing as the older you get, you know, and that's certainly the case. I mean, the difference between this record and Psychic Hearts, I mean, the way I sort of wrote songs for Psychic Hearts are all based on this real sort of minimalist, repetitive kind of riff ideas for all these tunes, and first thought, best thought, and not kind of developing the structure beyond that first thought, which I kind of like that. I mean, it was conceptual in a way. I feel like I'm quite a different player. Sonic Youth is quite a different band, too, as far as the way we sort of have been sort of making albums and stuff since Daydream Nation.
Well, you certainly haven't been static with your sound.
I mean, I was on the, you know, it's funny because around that time, in the early 90s, I was on the cover of Guitar Player magazine because they had this, it was called, and they said New Rage. And it had a picture of me playing electric guitar. And then it was like, you know, grunge rock guitar players, you know. And I remember I was in session. I was doing this little studio session with called Dim Stars. And it was me and Richard Hell and Don Fleming and Steve. And we were just, you know, we were fooling around and doing songs with Hell. And Richard brought in Robert Quine, who was like one of my all-time favorite guitar players. The guy's he was amazing. He's since died. But he was in Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and he produced a lot of the No Wave records, and so he was like kind of a real guitar hero of mine. The guy could, you know, and he played with Lou Reed for a while too. He came in and he brought in this blues song called Natchez Burning that he thought we should do, and he came in and I got kind of I remember that we were sort of hanging out and somebody. I don't know if I can talk about this on the radio, but somebody had some marijuana. And I'm not really, you know, I have a very low tolerance for this kind of stuff, I got a little sort of lightheaded. And I couldn't really sort of, I can't really sort of be in that situation and actually play because I get really kind of freaked out and like I don't know what end is up. And so here I am with, like, you know, my guitar hero, and he's like, you know, he's like showing us this blues progression on this guitar for this Natchez Burning. And I'm sitting there across from him, and the Guitar Player magazine is sitting there, and he's like, man, that's amazing that you're on the cover of Guitar Player. I would love to have that happen to me, but, you know, it never will. And I was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's just this kind of article. And so he starts showing me this blues scale for this song, and I was too out of it to even, like, I couldn't do it. I couldn't follow him. And I felt so humiliated and kind of like damaged. Hell told me later that Quine thought maybe I was kind of he thought maybe I was submoronic.
That can't be good, right? I'm not even sure what that means, but that can't be good.
Oh. Well, it's not good, but, you know, that's what they used to call, like, the Stooges, you know.
And he's saying to himself, so this is what they're putting on the cover of Guitar Player these
days. Well, yeah, just like, you know, he was kind of right in a way. It's like, well, I don't, you know, I mean, I know how to play some, I can play sort of traditional things like that, to, at least now more than then. But I was inebriated. I blame it on, you know, on that more. It's too bad. So
you get your one chance to play with your hero.
Right.
That's Murphy's Law for you.
So my whole sort of advice is, like, you know, it's okay to do everything sort of, you know, if you need to sort of get lit up a little bit. It's okay, but just sort of don't do it around your guitar heroes.
Well, as much as you may protest, you're a guitar hero to many, and you nurture a lot of great talent. Your new album now is out on Ecstatic Peace,
which
is a record label, and it must feel great to nurture that kind of talent. You've been a mentor, so I've heard.
I've been putting records out on Ecstatic Peace since the early 80s. I mean, the first thing I did was a spoken word cassette with Lydia Lunch and Mike Girard, which is out of print. But now I've always sort of done it in spurts and throughout the decades. But now I sort of do it a bit more sort of with a higher profile, and I have a business manager and who has quite acumen on this stuff. And we just released this record and this new Magic Markers record called Boss and this new MVEE and the Golden Road record called Getting Gone, all of them, which I really am happy about. We released a Wooden Wand record this summer. And
yeah, a lot of great stuff. We're playing a lot of it. Be Your Own Pet and
Your Own
Turbo
Pet,
Fruits is a great new one. We got the Magic Markers.
And Turbo Fruits. And so I'm really happy about it. I mean, it's hard because it's like, who buys records now? It's really tough getting people to buy records. And so, we do the best we can. But I just sort of like putting them. I mean, it was always about releasing the artifacts anyway. And we do a lot of sort of vinyl only sort of things by more sort of disparate kind of artists like Leslie Keffer and Emeralds and people like this.
There's certainly no lack of great music out there right now and new young bands. But I wonder sometimes if bands out today are going to have the kind of longevity that you and Sonic Youth and artists like Neil Young have had.
Neil played last night. Steve went to see him.
Yeah, he's great. Actually, one of the first times I saw Sonic Youth was in the late 80s here in Seattle.
When we opened up. I was just telling a story last night about that to these guys. It was really I had a good Chris Novoselic story about that.
I bet you
did. Which I shouldn't probably tell in the air.
Well, how about it's lovely to speak with you and so much more we could talk about, but how about we give the listeners some more music?
Okay.
Thurston Moore live on KEXP.
This is a song called Frozen Guitar. Samara will start.
Sweet land, melting sweetheart in your ivory hand. Genie, our wishes burn down low. Ripstock and blues, white tears and smoke. Which way to the most high? See the concrete and glitter roadside. Next to frozen air, people everywhere feel your basement jam. Animals languish on your carpet beam. Hey, Alan, hey. Hey, son, blessing me. Throw me a line. Throw me and I'll catch up sometime. Which way to the most high? See the concrete and get to road sign.
Change guitars. I'm going to use the one that the studio has graciously lent me. And I'm going to change guitars.
Thurston Moore playing tonight at New Mo's and tomorrow night at the Doug Fir. Have you been to that venue?
No.
It's beautiful, beautiful sound there. You're going to love it.
I've been to Mo's. I haven't been to New Mo's. Same place though, right?
More or less, yeah.
I think I saw Bug Skull there.
It's been a while then.
And Doug Fir, I haven't been there.
That's a beautiful. We just did a live remote broadcast down in Portland from Doug Fir and completely fell in love with it. They've got an outstanding sound system there.
Oh, cool. All right, well, I'm going to do a song called Friend. This will be the last one we do. And I'll try to not screw up like on the last one I did. I hit some little clams on the chorus, the first chorus. For those of you keeping score.
You step on the purple veil, you meet shards of a screaming halo. You strap on your rainbow sail, rainbow resin of a stinky cyclone. Oh, how I love the smell of your charmed remains. There's nothing better than to meet your sweetheart in severed chains. It's love forever, and yeah, I'll always be her friend. Oh yeah, at least just till the end. The burnout switches hit, instant meltdown. Freak fire, the ghost town, fresh battery head trip. Love it to death, hot, ghoul child scum sound. Never leave you alone, harsh and heavy drone. Decode the sizzle, soft beat, prehistoric love, electric catacomb. A question marks buzz through me, and yeah, I'll always be her friend. Oh yeah, at least just till the end. Be your friend. just till the end. Yeah, I'll always be her friend. Oh yeah, at least just till the end.
Thurston Moore live on KEXP. Ah, that was delightful.
Oh, thanks.
Playing tonight at Numo's, tomorrow at the Doug Fir, and then you're heading down, going to be in San Francisco, another great venue, the Great American Music Hall.
Yeah, we'll play there, and then we'll go, and then we'll play in Humboldt State College in Arcata, and then we'll go to L.A. and do Jimmy Kimmel. And
Maybe you can tell that Chris Novoselic story there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Chris will like that. And then we go to, we play a pizza parlor and some other place. I forget where we're playing.
For real?
Vesalia.
The pizza parlor?
Yeah.
Nice.
On Halloween night.
That's awesome.
With Pocahontas. Also tonight is Scorsese is playing with us. We're great.
That's like fun.
Christina Carter and Heather Murray, they're in lots of different groups as well as their own solo stuff, like Cheryl Lambides and Tapas Tola.
Sounds like you're surrounding yourself with some great people. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thurston Moore live on KEXP Seattle.